Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
There we go.
Okay, testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, the first person that I'm going to be translating into English from Eskimo is Toby Anangazuk from Wales, Alaska. He was advised by his corporation that in spite of the fact that he did not quite understand what the meeting was about, he came here to help out on this hearing that was being held in Shishmar. He came here with some understanding that he had to deal with the issue of 1991 as a result of the Claims Act that has become history now. That was December 18, 1971. And it was brought to our attention as natives that in 1991, that at the present time we need to decide some of the effects that we need to deal with so that we can make the proper decision. With the Claims Act that we need to discuss, he wanted the people to realize that he did not go anywhere from the state of Alaska to grow up and to live, and he's here to help out to the best of his ability. He grew up with the elderly people that his grandparents, that where he feels that he needs to help to make the decision and to give some input as to what the land claims is all about. And again, he states that as we're approaching 1991, we need to ask the questions and to help out those individuals that are capable of sitting down in meetings and that are capable of writing any issues. And he also indicates that as a result of this meeting that we need to further try to work together and discuss the issue, since for the majority of the younger people, they are the ones that's going to be utilizing the land that we will make a decision on. We know that as a result of the Claims Act, some individuals were given portions of land, and to date we need to make the proper decision on the statement of these native allotments that were assigned to us that we applied for. The land that was given to the Village Corporation of Wales, he indicates that the land, as far as zone, use, and observation, that most majority of the land that was assigned to Wales, as far as the game is concerned, due to the seasonal hunting, it will only provide plants that grow on the land. And as he got off the plane in Shishmaref, he was informed that, and he knows that the land that we're going to be discussing is going to be owned by the Village Corporations of Shishmaref, Wales, Brevig, Teller, Diomede, and to further discuss the issue of the lands that was assigned to it. The lands that were assigned and given boundaries as far as by the federal government, everybody knows that some of these lands are only suitable for plants, but everybody knows that part of our subsistence way of living is from the mammals that we have to get from the lands that were assigned us, which in some areas the boundaries gave us very minimal use. The people, the natives that reside in these villages here in the Seward Peninsula, have hunted here for years without any boundaries, and whether it's the lands of the neighboring village, and this is part of life that when the game migrates, they have to go outside of the withdrawal areas in order to get the food for subsistence purposes. It'd be very interesting for us, as a result of this meeting, to find out the exact usages of such of these lands, since all of us are of the same nature to where we subside without boundaries. And again, we will expect, and we have been expecting for quite a few years, the lands that were assigned to us by the government, for many of us without consulting with us. As a result of not consulting with us, and again, we face the issue right now that the boundaries were given to us without consulting with the villagers, and that we need to settle the issue by speaking with us before it becomes a reality, and when it becomes the time to make the real decision, even though perhaps it may not become reality for the desires and needs of the native people that reside here, we can at least ask and see if we have, if we can gain title to the usage. We're facing the issue of the same natives that are residing in the Lower 48 where they fought for that land, and here we're having meetings to work on the boundaries, and that because we are going to be the ones to use it as well as our ancestors or children. If we don't sit down and discuss the situation, we are going to be stuck with the small acreage that the Indians in Lower 48 received, and this is one issue that I personally strongly feel that we should not have to deal with as far as reducing our lands in the future as far as subsistence purposes is concerned. He indicates in his last statement to where we need to work together, and then he turns into English to where that he is an American. And his last statement is, God bless America. This concludes the interpretation of Toba Anangazig from Wales. The next person that I'll be translating is also from Wales. His name is Clarence Angutokshach. He spoke first in the English language. His first statement is that he's going to speak shortly in the native tongue. Even though it's very short that I'm going to talk, when this Claims Act first started, we should have discussed right from the start this process. Even though I don't hardly travel much out of the Wales corporation area, sometimes when I discuss the matters, it's hard for me to understand. Although I'm the stockholder to Wales corporations, at times I do not know what is happening within the village corporations, and at times when there's meetings that are outside, like in the Bering Straits Native Corporations, I, as stockholder, is not advised of some of the issues by our board of directors. At times when the our board of directors advises of some issues, it becomes an issue that at times I don't quite understand, it's hard for me to understand, and that's when I start to figure it must be this way. At times, as a result of not for us elders that reside in shareholders, it's real difficult at times for us to really make comments on the issues, especially when we don't know, like in Wales. As a result of not knowing, sometimes it's very difficult for myself, as I have problems now in Wales, and we need to sit down and discuss the issue as Native group, and it's because the issue of 1991 is going to be difficult for us to meet. As a result of us Natives that reside in these villages, we don't quite understand it when these village corporations were started, and that is because due to lack of communication. Part of the reason that perhaps we don't know as shareholders to these village corporations is that the leaders back before 1971 did not advise us as to what this land claims was going to be about. As a result of us not knowing and having real quick, short deadlines that we had to meet, only four families in Wales had a chance to apply for native allotments. It's been known to us that in the case of applying for some of these native allotments, we had to deal with native, like deadlines, especially for the issues of native allotments, that we were advised 2 days before a person from Nome was to be in Wales that we'd be given a chance to apply for some of the land issues. As a result of some of these short deadlines that we had to meet, when the time came, I have a large family of 9, and as a result of such a short time that we had to deal with, as far as giving us notice is concerned, we were too late to apply for any land that was made available for us. We have to understand that because of the issues that we're discussing, the people from Wales and the surrounding villages, Brevik Mission Teller, at times in the past we have met the other hunters from other villages when we did not have to deal with boundaries. I can't quite understand that if the time comes when we have to deal or hunt only within our own specified areas, it's going to be very hard for us to get the game that we're looking for only within a specified area that's given to us by the different governments. As a result of some of the boundaries that probably could decrease due to loss of land title, for us elderly people that do depend on the native food, it's going to be difficult, and we are going to suffer. For us elderly people, we have to understand that that we have to have at least 1 meal a day that is composed of strictly native food. If I miss 1 meal that is composed of native meal, is very difficult for me and for those people that are going to be losing their privilege. We are going to suffer. We do need to discuss the issue because we live on the native foods as a result of our ancestors bringing us up in surviving only with the foods that we get from our surrounding areas. As we are the parents to a lot of the high school students that have gone outside our villages in the past, when they do come back, it's very hard for us to deal with the issues, and we cannot lose our culture of being able to provide with, as far as getting clothing is concerned, making the use of the game that we have lived with, and we need to deal with those issues. We have been brought up to where that we utilize the food, and we utilize the furs that we catch. And we have found in our village that and lost a life to where that individual we found, there was not one piece of native garment, and that was a result of that person suffering. The lessons that our ancestors and our elders gave us that have passed on, we cannot lose that, and strongly state that we got to keep the livelihood as we are in the coal country. As perhaps of us elderly people not being able to conform with some of the issues that we have to deal with, we are kind of the blame for our young people losing some of our culture because we were not given the proper time to provide our comments so that we can pass on to our children. And he says, thank you, as a last statement. And this concludes Clarence Ontoch's tape in the Eskimo dialect. The next person that that I'll interpret for is those comments provided by the eldest, Jack Ningaluk. Jack has, in the first comment, stating that he will speak in Eskimo since he is not a white person. As this meeting is progressing, I certainly feel that I am just a few years older than the folks sitting in the audience. I'm about the eldest here sitting for this meeting. I've been living quite a few years. I'm one of the ancestors. And as a result of a stroke in 1983, my thinking at times disappears on me. Only people that are at this time with my age that's providing us and keeping us with food is those people that share with us. As we appreciate the sharing of food, the person that's taking the notes, which is Cliff Wiwana, is the person that provides the seal oil which I have with me in my house. Some time ago, we were told that by the white folks that that we were supposed to provide some land here in the state of Alaska. At that time of when we as natives were to select land, I chose two areas that are in two different areas as far as my native allotments was concerned. The locations being one to the east of Shishmaref, one being up the river in Serpentine River area. Again, even with my age, I was able to go to the land I selected. And although I am not able to set the net, I have grandchildren that have set the net for me, and we've been fortunate to eat the fish that we get as part of our survival. It's going to be critical for us natives that that live here when this land is taken away from us, because these are just only some of the certain areas that we can fish in. As a result of some people coming in, perhaps it was the non-natives that told us to select these lands, and therefore we were able to choose these areas that we have subsided from as far as subsistence food is concerned. And I believe when that person came, I'm sure that most of everybody was able to select some land when that time came. And to present, ever since those native allotments were selected by us, I'm quite positive that each one of us that have applied for have gone back to these areas since we selected them as subsistence areas. And it's important for people to know that the food that we get from the land that was given to us is important for us, especially the elderly people. But again, I'll have to say that when non-native foods were introduced, I cannot go without a cup of tea or a cup of coffee. As our records indicates from our ancestors, it's the people that they selected in the past, even from our ancestors, before the land claims, it was very difficult for anybody else to set nets since these lands were owned by our ancestors. And it's very important for us, even with our ancestors, that if any land is to be taken away, that you consult with the landowner since these lands were used by our ancestors. And it's to my understanding that when we apply for these lands and a law is written to where that only those applicants can use those lands, and to my understanding, the non-natives do not qualify. As a result of the culture change that we're losing through the educational status. Some of our young students cannot speak Eskimo, which is providing the culture change. Therefore, it's important for us to try to retain our culture need as far as the land is concerned. In some years, from my understanding, that if there is a disaster in the lower 48 when the growers do not grow anything, it's going to be critical for those people to come up here to try to take away our lifestyle by encroaching on our the lands that the natives owned. As we may have a disaster in the future, I think it'd be very wise for our people to put stipulations on the lands that we applied for, that no other person can come in, as we ourselves have to survive if a disaster should come. As I grew up in age, I have a strong feeling that our leaders should retain, as far as the land use, the subsistence use, be continued. And I appreciate those people that provide us with food, but since I can't hunt anymore, and that we retain to the title of the lands that we applied for. As our ancestors have always done in the past, it has always been very important that at times not every hunter was able to obtain some food from some land, but they were always willing to share even a small portions to those that did not obtain any lands, any food from their lands that they hunted from before. I'm glad to have this opportunity to pass on to the younger generation that that it has been difficult as far as survival is concerned at times, and that my parents have told me that when I grew up to be something, that I must be able to live a little bit better and share whatever I obtained as far as food is concerned. As our ancestors have told us, that we have to take care of what we catch, and this has been a strong issue for my ancestors. But as we proceed in life, it's going to be difficult, and that we still learn that need to learn and to respect what we get as far as food is concerned, and not to be wasteful. We have been told by our ancestors that perhaps one day that there's going to be a famine, and that we need to pay close attention to that issue that was told to us by our ancestors. I think I want you to understand that we all have relations, we have grandchildren, and we are parents, and we need to be able to give advice to the future generation. I think, as you can see, in my age and time at the present, that I'm not able to provide myself with food. And I'm very thankful for those individuals that have shared as far as the native food is concerned, because I can't survive on anything else. Although I did not want to talk too long as far as my comments were concerned, I'm glad I had a chance to talk to you. And I'd like to thank these people that are up here in the front to help us out on the issues. And I'd like you people had a chance to hear my voice, my comments, and his last statements was thank you in English. That was Jack Ningluk, the eldest that represented Shishmaref in the ceremony. The next person's testimony that was given in Eskimo is by Elsie Wiawana. And I'll proceed with her translation. I am thankful for the leadership that is provided here by the younger people, and I think that we need to all discuss the matter as we go from one generation to the other generation. I think it's important that even at the present time that we need to continue to teach, especially us ladies, that we need to continue the education of being able to sew with the proper skins that we get. I think it's important that we continue to provide this education of the local products that is obtained, and as Clarence and Toby has indicated, the garments, even the down jackets that we're able to get, do not really provide the warmth other than the furs that we get and put together as fur garment. I think one issue that was brought up to my attention, even though it was told to me over and over by my father, that at one time there's going to be a time when we're going to have to pay for those areas where we get or fish or game, and that at times there's going to be a time when we're going to have to negotiate as far as the land issues are concerned. I think it's critically important that as a result of our grandparents telling us some of these issues that are going to be brought about, and I like to say that it's important that it was brought to my attention by my mother as far as the native allotments is concerned, that we have to worry about the system of inheritance forms that at times that were not filled out before they passed away, which is part of the Claims Act. I think it's important that our leadership seek into the ownership of those people that have passed through death, so that we will still have access to them as far as us natives are concerned, through the will process. And in these two cases, they did not fill out any inheritance forms other than the verbal. I think it's important that through the will process, we all know as elders that we survive on whatever that is locally around here, and it's important that we still have ownership to those lands as far as the natives are concerned. I think it's important for us at this present time that we sit down to, so that we continue to have the same issues that it has in the past, through discussions, and as far as us women are concerned, so on for one, and as far as men's obligations, hunting is another issue. I just want to bring out the issue of the areas that we obtain food from, and I just wanted to make sure that I mentioned the Healing Ground Serpentine Hot Springs, and the land that we applied for, that we have title to them as far as the land is concerned. And her last comments was thank you to the public, and that was Elsie Wiwana.